Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the St. Louis Cardinals and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Lou Brock. Batting second. The center fielder, Kurt Flood. Batting third. The right fielder, Alex Johnson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Orlando Cepeda. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Mike Shannon. Batting sixth. The catcher, Tim McCarver. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Julian Javier. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Dal Maxville. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Al Jackson. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Al Jackson. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting second. The second baseman, Glenn Beckert. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting sixth. The catcher, Randy Hundley. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Lee Thomas. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Adolfo Phillips. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Kurt Simmons. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Kurt Simmons. And now, play ball. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is called out on strikes. One out. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Simmons fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Alex Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger takes first base on ball four. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Maxville scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams takes first base on ball four. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Flood. Santo reaches second base with a double. Williams goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Cubs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Santo scores. It's 2-0, Cubs. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley hits a line drive towards short. Maxville reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Cubs. Mike Shannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shannon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McCarver moves to third. Dal Maxville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxville hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McCarver scores. Javier moves to second. It's Cardinals, 2, Cubs, 2. Al Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a pop-up towards short. Kessinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0 for 1 in the game. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Lee Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cepeda scoops it up and throws to first, with Jackson covering, for the out. 1 out. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips takes first base on ball 4. Kurt Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. Phillips moves to second. Kurt Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Maxville scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Cubs 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 0 for 1 in the game. Flood hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Alex Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Cepeda hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Cardinals. Mike Shannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shannon is 0 for 1 in the game. Shannon hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, Cardinals. Joe Niekro now pitching. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McCarver hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Javier hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Beckert reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals 4, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0 for 1 in the game. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Javier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cepeda scoops it up and throws to first, with Jackson covering, for the out. 2 outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shannon fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals 4, and the Cubs 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Dal Maxville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxville is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Maxville hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Al Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jackson strikes out. One out. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0-for-2 in the game. Brock hits a line drive towards third. Santo reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 0-for-2 in the game. Flood hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals 4, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Banks hits a line drive into left field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 0-for-1 in the game. Hundley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Maxville scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lee Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas hits a fly ball into left field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 4, and the Cubs 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Alex Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 2 RBIs. Cepeda hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Mike Shannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shannon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Shannon hits a fly ball into center field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cepeda. The throw from Hundley and he is safe. Cepeda steals second. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. McCarver hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 4, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Phillips strikes out. One out. Joe Niekro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niekro hits a ball on the ground towards short. Maxville scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Maxville scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 4, and the Cubs 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Javier hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dal Maxville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Javier. The throw from Hundley and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Dal Maxville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxville is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Maxville strikes out. One out. Al Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-2 in the game. Jackson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Javier scores. It's 5-2, Cardinals. Calhoun's now pitching. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0-for-3 in the game. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 5, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0-for-2 in the game. Beckert hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Williams hits a pop-up towards short. Maxville settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Santo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Beckert moves to second. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shannon fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 5, and the Cubs 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 0-for-3 in the game. Flood hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Roger Maris pinch hits for Alex Johnson. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris hits a fly ball into right field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single and two home runs. He's got two RBIs. Cepeda strikes out. Two outs. Mike Shannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shannon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Shannon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 5, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Roger Maris now playing right field. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 0-for-2 in the game. Hundley hits a fly ball into left field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-2 in the game. Thomas hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Phillips strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 5, and the Cubs 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. McCarver hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McCarver for the out. One out. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Javier hits a pop-up towards short. Kessinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dal Maxville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxville is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Maxville strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 5, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Norm Jigan pinch hits for Calcoons. Norm Jigan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jigan strikes out. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cepeda scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kessinger for the out. Two outs. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Javier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cardinals 5, and the Cubs 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ray Culp now pitching. Al Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Jackson hits a fly ball into center field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0-for-4 in the game. Brock hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Brock. The throw from Hundley and he is safe. Brock steals second. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Flood strikes out. Two outs. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 0-for-1 in the game. Maris hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Maris for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cardinals 5, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Flood. Williams reaches second base with a double. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shannon fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Banks hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Williams scores. It's 5-3, Cardinals. Ron Willis now pitching. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 0-for-3 in the game. Hundley is called out on strikes. Two outs. Lee Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-3 in the game. Thomas hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. McCarver settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Cardinals, 5, and Chicago Cubs, 3. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.